Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to Generations Radio. I'm Percy Ihara, your host, every Sunday morning. Thanks for tuning in. And this is already, it's hard to believe, 2023, October. Holiday season's coming around. Family time's coming around. Hopefully you can get together with your family to discuss important family issues. You know, if you don't do it every other month or whatever, that's fine. But at least once a year. And you know, as you get older, you want to have an update with your parents, your grandparents. Don't do anything intruding, you know, but just basic things. As we all get older, aging and long-term care is huge. We just had our 2022 Aging in Place workshop at the Alamon Hotel. Thanks to all our speakers and sponsors. It was a good event. We provided a lot of information. Unfortunately, with the COVID, the attendance was lower than we've ever had in ages, but that's okay. We will have one in 2023. And we'll be doing more events in 2023, by the way. Want to let you know, November 19th, which is a Saturday, is the Mayor's Craft Fair. That's at the Blaisdell. It's free to the public. All our partners will be there. All the senior clubs will be there, well, most of them at least. It's a craft fair, so yes, they'll be selling goods and goodies, actually. It's really reasonable prices. If you like silk lays, best place to buy silk lays. And we'll have a bunch of exhibitors in our aging community resources like that. But notate it down, November 19th. You don't have to RSVP. It's at the Blaisdell exhibit hall. So bring your friends, families. It's a good time to go shopping. We're going to have a lot of different crafts for a reasonable price for the holidays. Generations Magazine will be there, and all our partners will be there. So thanks to the mayor, Rick Mangiardi. And I'm sure he's going to attend for a little bit. But anyway, I believe it's from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock at the Blaisdell. So thank you very much to the mayor. Our September, October issue is out, featuring three big senior advocates: Mr. Gary Simon, the volunteer president for AARP, Savi Makalena. By the way, all three of these on the cover have firsthand experience with caregiving. She caregived for both their parents. She started a nonprofit in the Windward Mall by Ross's called Give Me a Break. And then Mr. Gary Powell, the executive director for the Caregiver Foundation, which supports caregivers and families needy in care. But anyway, they have great stories, guys. I would highly recommend you check it out, read it. If you need some of the resources, they all can provide resources for you. And I thank them greatly. As you guys know, my day job is the reverse mortgage. I'm with a new company now called AAG, American Advisors Group. We're the largest lender in the country. By far, and we've been around a long time, over, I believe, almost maybe 15, 16, 18 years. But I signed on with them just recently, and as a mortgage banker, the largest mortgage banker, you know, we pride ourselves on being compliant, pride ourselves on giving resourceful and accurate information. And the reason why I say that, because I get a lot of calls from other families that have done a reverse mortgage or looking at a reverse mortgage or in the process of doing a reverse mortgage with other lenders, and they're having a hard time, they're struggling. And it's sad, because that's part of the reason why the reverse mortgage got a bad name. There's a lot of mortgage brokers out there getting into the reverse mortgage business because the regular rates have gone up and they're scrambling for business and they're looking at the reverse mortgage business. Please make sure you're dealing with a mortgage banker. Mortgage brokers are great, but in this specific realm of the aging and reverse mortgage, it can be a little more difficult. Most of the mortgage brokers are not trained properly, in my personal opinion, and they haven't done a lot. They don't have a lot of experience. So it's a little bit trickier dealing with the reverse mortgage and appraisal issues. So it's really important to check that out. You can always give me a call, 808-234-3117, to get a comparison. I'll get the rates, get the how much you can borrow, but also I'll give you the rundown on how things are processed. because you're going to get a lot of seniors get a lot of calls and emails and mailers to refinance their loan into reverse mortgage. And we're finding a lot of complaints with regard to people that are not experienced or haven't done this a long time. I believe, in my personal opinion, I think there's only two other people besides myself that do this full time in the state of Hawaii. The rest are all dabbling in it or go back and forth from the forward mortgage business. And now because it's slowing down, because the rates went up, they're looking at the reverse mortgage. So please do not get taken. Please do not get scammed. And if you have any problems down the road, always give me a call. So the company is called American Advisors Group, AAG. And by the way, that's the guys that you see the Tom Selleck commercials and radio spots and print ads. So my number 808-234-3117, and that's my full-time job, by the way. So anyway, when we started the magazine, we wanted to provide information, accurate information, resourceful information to the seniors out there. And it was actually a perfect way for me to get educated on all these issues. And, you know, being 42, getting this business, taking over the magazine at 50, I knew nothing about Medicare. We've done several shows about Medicare. I always, always learn something new on every show, which is amazing to me. And I'm pretty knowledgeable about this process and this product. But anyway, one of our sponsors for the radio show is Ms. Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance Group. Thank you for coming on. I know this is enrollment period for you, right, Margaret?
Starting in October 15th. To December 7th.
But you're out there, can you be able to talk about
yes,
plans?
Yes, after October 1st, we're able to know what the new plans are, the details, and be able to inform our clients about those changes. And in 2023, there are exciting changes.
Yeah, when you say October 1st and October 15th, but you must have been trained before October 1st about all the plans,
right? Oh, sure.
Right?
We've been certified with each plan. Because every single year, we need to recertify.
With every carrier?
Every carrier,
wow.
Every plan.
That's
because,
good,
yes, it is good. Because it kind of takes the people that are part-timers that really shouldn't be in there because they really don't know what they're talking about. And compliance is something that we really take seriously because we really value our seniors. We want to make sure that whatever we tell them is correct, compliant, and that's the right information for them.
Yeah, your business is a little like my business, where we're very strict on compliance.
Yes.
And there are people doing it part-time, like our business. And sometimes as a consumer, you don't know what's right or wrong, right?
Exactly.
I would always get a second estimate, unless you're dealing with somebody like Margaret that has years of experience. But I like that. You have to be certified on every plan out there. So you were trained before October 1st, and only October 1st is a day we can publicly say what those plans are, correct?
Yes, because only October 1st are the new plans revealed to us.
Because well, prior to that, trained before that.
We get trained to make sure that all the new rules and regulations we're knowledgeable about that.
Uh-huh.
But the details of every plan do not get passed out or reviewed to everyone, including us as agents, until October 1st. So we're in a mad dash between October 1st to the 15th to do all the research that we've been holding on to all of our clients' information, so that starting October 15th, we already got into new plans, the new rates, and as I said, 2023 is going to be an exciting new year. Please check some options because I've never seen plans as rich as it is this year.
So October, you can talk to clients now, revealing what the plans now, but you cannot apply.
Yes, you cannot enroll
a
person.
That's the significant date.
Yeah.
Whenever I do the radio shows, my mind's always turning and thinking about things as a consumer. It's just so confusing.
Yes.
Why don't they say, okay, you can publicly talk about Medicare October 1st and you can sign up. What's that grace period for?
I don't question the rules. I just...
the federal government?
Yes. I just comply and follow them.
Okay. So I was shocked to know that you can apply for Medicare over the phone.
Well, now because of COVID, a lot of things can be done over the phone.
But without signing any documents.
Well, there are a lot of compliance even regard that. But there's a whole, a lot of detailed information that's supposed to be discussed with the clients. It will be read over and recorded so that the clients know exactly what they're signing about. And the recording for 2023 is very huge because that's going to really separate the people that are really in this business for the good of senior Then for those that are like call centers that are on TV, telling all these things over the TV, getting seniors to call them, and nobody knows what they are saying to them. So now, starting October 1st, any incoming calls on the telephone, on Zoom calls, on those, anything electronic, has to be recorded. So when you get your advisors meeting with you, please be sure that over the phone, face-to-face are not necessary. So if you're getting a telephone review with your advisor, make sure that in the first minute of them answering the phone, that they're going to tell you that we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options. After they disclose that, then we can get into the meat of the conversation. But all of that will be recorded so that we have to keep that for 10 years and be able to retrieve any call upon request.
How the hell are you guys going to do that? Who's going to monitor that?
It's supposed to be the carriers that's supposed to monitor that.
Oh, I see.
And
actually, it's to protect themselves, too.
Exactly. That their people that are representing them are representing them accurately. And a lot of people are not ready. That's the scary part.
When did this come out? Only about a few months ago, right? A few months ago.
Well, it actually was discussed last year.
It was
passed in May of 2022. So from May until now, we've been getting our technology. This is not cheap to get this technology to be able to do that. But unfortunately, some of the carriers, some of the agency were hoping that Medicare was going to delay that. Well, surprise, it's here.
Yeah. And that's actually very good. I just don't know how they're going to house that, where they're going to house it, how many minutes it's going to take, the bandwidth they have it on a website.
That's
or,
a key.
You have to have a storage box somewhere, upload it up to the air. I don't know about that. But if you're talking to, well, first of all these commercials now that you see multiple times a day on channels, every channel you can think of, there's a Medicare commercial. I've said this before, there's nobody over in the mainland that can do anything more than guys over here like Margaret. And it's really in person. I always recommend, even with the reverse mortgage, whether you're doing Medicare, meet in person.
Exactly.
I tell this so many times. It's amazing to me, and Margaret, you can confirm this, how people make these major decisions over the phone.
Or by text.
By text, too.
Yes.
It's amazing. You cannot read enough or understand, comprehend thoroughly about Medicare, let alone the reverse mortgage, online or on a phone call. You know, I love Jimmy Walker from Dynamite Guy from back in the day, but he's pushing Medicare plans. You know, Joe Namath, great quarterback, and I get it. But if you want to talk to these guys over the phone, get the information, write it down, have them send you information, and then compare it to a local agent here.
I agree.
That's why we do the magazine. You know, our print side, we run out of issues every month. So this is a September-October issue. We're going to run out. We probably may have even run out already for the second month when we distribute the magazine. But it's so important to get all the information accurately. That's why the magazine, you know, we have people go online, but not as much as reading it. But anyway, so you can talk to an agent or go to a workshop or go to somebody at Walmart or wherever, and get the information October 1st. But you cannot actually apply to October 15th.
Or the application cannot be submitted to the carrier until after October 15th and on.
So I had another provider come on, and I just don't understand how you can do it over the phone. And how do you change your plan?
I don't do it over the phone because most of mine, we've had conversations throughout the year.
Right.
If it is a new client that's being referred to me and they do want to do it over the phone, we will send them all the information ahead of time, so that when we are discussing it, because of COVID, a lot of people are still a little bit afraid to meet face-to-face, but they'll have every information, all the documentation, all the plan designs ahead of time, so that when they do sit down over the phone with me, I'll go over every page with them as if we were face-to-face, because now with technology, you can do, you know, FaceTime. So it looks like you're talking to people.
Right.
But you're you know, have the safety. What I did this year, sometime in September, I sent a flyer to every single one of my 1,000-plus members to explain to them about this. So that, because, you know, when people start saying, I'm going to record the call, a lot of people are going to say, heck no. Why are you recording this? But we really want to explain to our seniors that this is for their protection. And actually, it's for ours, too. Because a lot of times we tell things to our seniors and they don't remember. And they say, you didn't tell me that.
Wow. But now, I can't remember sometimes when I was talking to
So now we have a recording. And it says, and once you explain it in that way, then they kind of accept it. Because, again, if it's mandated by our government, CMS, we got to just follow the rules and have things in place, which we have done, and we're ready to go.
Yeah. Well, how do you handle it when it's over the phone?
No, we, like I said, every time I do
anything. So we call your cell phone.
Well, we now on our cell phone have a recorded line. So if they call my personal cell phone number and they said, Margaret, I would like to have a question about next year's plan. Can you kind of go over that with me? I have to say this disclaimer within the first minute.
Oh, you have to say that disclaimer?
Every time I talk to anybody.
Everybody has to do that?
Everybody's supposed
to
do that. And a lot of people are thinking that it's no big deal because, like anything, when the rules came out, some people kind of advertise some misinformation.
They're saying that nobody has all the plans.
And nobody has. And I tell them ahead of time so that we just do the research, because unlike most of my competitors, I usually try to ask them if they're willing to give me their doctors and their medications, we can do a better job to research a plan that's going to meet their needs. So if they're doing that, all the research have already been done. We send them a copy so they know everything. They have everything in paper. I'm a paper person. I'm sorry. I'm old school. So that we can go over everything. And if they have any questions, we go through that over the phone. Or a lot of people, when we explain that, when they make appointments to see me and explain this recording, a lot of them say, I'll come in the office, which is fine.
Having your list of medications reviewed by somebody to see which plans, Medicare plans, guys, is huge. We're all going to have health issues over the age of 65, let alone my age, 62. And medications do change.
Yes.
And
the
it
cost
even changes, well, from generic to the brand, right?
Exactly.
But hopefully Biden's administration, the new financial package they did, will help out with medications and drug reform, if you can call it that. Increased plans. But it just, guys, it's so important. There's so much misinformation out there. And, you know, our Aging in Place workshop, and I've talked to people every day, it's important, guys, to get the correct information. I can't stress it enough. In fact, I just talked to a lady this morning. You know, she was looking at a reverse mortgage. Then she said, oh, by the way, Percy, that's okay. She called me. We've been talking for last week. He goes, oh, that's okay. I went to the bank, and the bank said it's not a good idea. I said, what does the bank know about a reverse mortgage? She goes, I don't know, but that's what he said. I said, well, I can help you with that, because there's no bank that understands the reverse mortgage like we do. If not, they're brokering out to a mainland lender, but it's important to get accurate information in person. So let's meet. She goes, no, that's okay, and hung up on me. It happens, guys.
Happened,
I get it. But if you want to put that much lack of planning in your long-term care life, your aging life, and understand how to take care of your spouse and your kids, be my guest. But I always even tell people in my own family and personal friends of mine, you got to work with a third-party professional.
Exactly.
But anyway, before we take that short break, can you give us a little bit of a nibble of some of the new plans coming out or some of the different programs?
Well, first and foremost, your Medicare Part B premium that everybody that has Medicare has to sign up for.
And that is for?
Outpatient services.
Medicare. Doctor visits?
Yes. Okay. Doctor's lab, emergency rooms, surgeries. Because Medicare Part A, if you work 40 quarters or 10 years, is at no cost to you. Because it's not free. It's because you pay into it, and now you're taking the benefits out. Part B, you do have to pay for it. So when people call me about that, if they're working, I tell them if they're covered by their employer plan, they do not need to get Part B.
Until do most employers cover the Part B?
Well, employees don't cover Part B. Employees provide group medical insurance for any employees that work 20 hours for consecutive weeks. Hawaii is very unique in the situation.
We led the country. We're the only one.
And we're the only one.
We're the only one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
We trumped the federal rules on this. So as a resident of Hawaii, if you're working for employers, that's why our employers here in Hawaii, very expensive to do business.
Well, plus otherwise they'll make you work not only 19 hours, they'll have to give you insurance.
Yes. Or work 40 hours for 3 weeks. And fourth week, they drop you down to 19 hours. And if you have an employee like that, it's kind of tough.
Unless you don't need the insurance, you know, because you can decline it, right?
Even if
you do work 20 hours. But, you know, there's a situation like that. But I've been hearing about some new plans that have more dental and vision coverage.
Yes, but let me complete the Part B.
Yeah, Part B.
So, this year, for the base salary, which is $97,000 or less for a single person, $194,000 or less for a joint married couple, the premium has been reduced by $5.20. So starting January 2023, instead of paying $170.10 taken out of your either retirement benefit, or you pay for that, it's
going
to drop down. Yes, it's going to drop down to $164.90.
That's per person.
Per person per month. So it's huge. I mean, and for those that make huge amount of money, like $500,000 if they're single, or $750,000 if they're a couple, it went down for about $17.80 per person per month, because it's now capped at $560.50 per person per month.
How do they determine that?
By your income.
How do they determine if it goes down or up? Because it's been going up for almost every year, right?
Well, this year was the first year that it went up $30. And I was surprised.
Up $30.
Oh, yes, because remember.
On the plans.
No, for Part B. Because previous.
I thought you said it went down $5.
For 2023.
Oh, I see. 22.
Down. Yeah. So in 2021, it was $148, and all of a sudden it went up to $170.
Oh, 2022. But 2023 is going to come down.
Yes.
So what determines that increase from 2021 to 2022?
The government, Social Security.
Aren't they regulating to a certain extent on their profitability? I understand there's some limits on profitability. If they haven't make a certain amount, they got to give back.
Oh, that's something totally different. I don't want to speak to it because I'm not that familiar with it. But Medicare Part B, you have to Part A, inpatient hospital, and Part B, outpatient services. You have to have A and B before you can do anything else.
Or you can't do anything else if you don't have B.
B.
Oh, okay.
And it used to take, during COVID, about 60 days to process Part B. So that's why we tell our clients, if you're interested in us helping you, call us 3 months prior to you turning 65, or 3 months prior before you think about retirement. So give us time to get everything in place.
Guys, that's really, really important, like having a third-party professional like Margaret, because even my mortgage business, you know, I'll cover that a little bit later after the break, but it's so important to get accurate information and have somebody to give you all the options. It's really important. Anyway, we're here with Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. Real quick, your phone number before we take a break?
808-591-4877.
And she's a Medicare expert here and one of the great sponsors of Generations Magazine. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for sharing our show with your family, friends, neighbors, people from church, guys you golf with. You know, as you know, we can always go back to our podcast and listen to them all on generations808.com to get more information. And this is what we do, guys. This is, you know, we always provide information. It's amazing when I go golfing. Every time somebody comes up and asks me a specific question about a specific topic. And so, you know, when you work with professionals, there's no product or service that can provide everybody. So whenever we have a question like that, we talked about their situation, talk about what their needs, wants, and concerns are. Because it's amazing how many times you talk to a professional and they'll tell you, oh, this is the best one for you, without even asking a lot of questions. You know, what amazes me when some of the professionals out there talk about legacy for the kids. Oh, my clients, oh, well, my kids, I want to provide a house for my kids. And, you know, I said, well, I mean, today's kids, they're not going to keep the property. Rarely, unless they one lives in there and they're going to, other siblings are going to say, okay, Margaret, you can stay in the house. We'll sign over our share to you since you took care of mom and dad. That'd be great if it happens, but a lot of times it doesn't. And be careful when attorneys talk about an irrevocable trust. So make sure you thoroughly understand. I'm not an attorney, but I've just seen so many cases where it blows up. Yes. So I'm specialized in long-term planning. I have a certification called CLTC, and I have a certification of CSA, which is a certified senior advisor. It's the only double accredited designation in the aging and the financial community. So I'm always here to help you guys out. My number, again, is 808-234-3117. But Margaret, you're an expert. So let me just throw this out to you. It happens so, at least once a week now, especially during this time of period. So my friends go, oh, hey, person, I'm turning 65. What do you think I need to do? Can you answer that question?
Well, they're turning 65 and they're not working. They need to call.
I am working.
Oh, if you're working,
yeah.
Then I'm going to tell you that call Social Security 3 months before your 65th birthday, huh? And let Social Security know that you are turning 65. And just apply for Medicare Part A, which is your inpatient hospital and nursing home. Oh. There's no cost. If you're covered by an employer plan, no problem.
Just let HR know?
A lot of HR managers don't really understand Medicare.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be going to
attending. I don't blame them. Yeah, it's too much
I'm
work.
I'm attending the,
you know, liability.
The SHRM convention coming up. Because we want to explain this to people. Because if you're still working, you're covered by your employer's plan. That's very good because it usually takes care of your, you know, your regular office visit, hospital, lab, and so it's all included. But with Medicare, you do 3 months before the month of your birthday, your Part A will be in place. If you're still working and you're ready to retire, then give us a call 3 months prior to your actual retirement date. So that way, we'll get your Part B in place. So whatever your last day of coverage ends, your Medicare will be activated, and it's a smooth transition.
So you don't have to call. They call you to sign up, but you don't sign them up from Part A.
We don't. Everything is done by Social Security.
On Part A
and
B.
Well,
A and B.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So with Part B, if they want to do it online, we should tell them how. If they are they like paper, we should send them the Part B application and let them know how they upload or fax it to Social Security. But again, we want them to do it 3 months before and then follow up to make sure Social Security got it and somebody's working on it.
Mm. Okay. So guys, yeah, you can ask HR some basic questions. Hopefully they know they're accurate. Otherwise, call Margaret Wong here from Copeland Insurance. Okay, let's say I'm retired. What's the basic steps?
Once you retire, hopefully you'll be working with a professional like myself or someone else. Hopefully you trust, because especially next year with this call recording, they need to be up to all the compliance rules that are necessary. Sit down with an advisor for Medicare and explain, well, who are your doctors, what are your medications, and hopefully they're going to do a customized research for you and your spouse, because everybody's medications are different. And the cost of medications can be very, very expensive. So the good news for 2023 is that anyone that's diabetic, that's taking insulin, is going to be capped at $35 for the insulin product. And that's going to be across the board with all the carriers. The other thing that is coming up with change in effective January 2023 is that any vaccines, because a lot of people are having to take or wanting to take shingle shots until they find out how expensive it is, and there's a pretty high copay. Well, starting 2023, all vaccines are going to be covered at no cost. So if you have a shingle shot coming up, delay it until January 2023, and there'll be no cost. All your hepatitis A and B shots are at no cost. If you need tetanus shots every 10 years, that's at no cost. So there's a whole list of...
Well, how did that come about?
That's part of the Inflation Reduction Act.
Through Biden.
Yes.
Yay, Mr. Biden. I know there's some hard knocks against you for a lot of different things, but these, you know, I only care about seniors anyways. But yeah, I saw that, like, wow, that's been fantastic. Capping.
Yes.
Now, this is statewide, because I know there's some plans a little bit different in the neighborhood, right?
Doesn't matter, because this is...
Nationwide.
Nationwide.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's really good. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. I know I got shingles at 58, and I didn't know this is like 4 years ago. 4 years ago, you had to be 60 before they covered it. So I never got the shingles shot.
Well, I was over 65, and I paid for the shingles. You had to pay for it.
Really?
And it wasn't cheap. Well, what happened was I took the regular shingles shot years ago.
Well, before 60, it wasn't covered by insurance. That's why nobody ever did it.
Oh.
That's why, right. I mean, I got it, and I realized, hey, half my friends are over under 50 actually got it, especially with this stress-related disease comes out of you. But now it goes down to, what, 50, 55? Now they cover it. But you're right. The copay is higher
still
than most other copays.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would wait to 63, 2023. What are the changes that came about? Can you tell us about?
Well, let's take care of the veterans. Next year, every veteran should be checking on a Medicare Advantage plan, because there are excellent plans for them at zero premium, because they already have their veterans program for their medical and their drugs.
Right.
But they really should consider going to a Medicare Advantage plan. There are many zero premium plans. These are the plans that are actually giving back that $30 or $40 on your Part B premium.
Giving back?
Yes.
Wow.
These are the only plans that do that. And this year, there were no drugs attached to it. But next year, if you need more, because some medications are not covered under the VA. So if you need a drug coverage in 2023, you're going to be able to have it. And the extra value benefit, like the dental that's going to be included, it's pretty awesome. So I really encourage everybody, really check with your advisors to find out all these extra value benefits, because it's there. You might as well find out about it. Don't think, okay, I've been on my plan forever and I'm just going to stay there, because you might be missing out on a lot.
Yeah, guys. So, you know, we've had a lot of shows, but this show today is about specific about the different plans. And it boggles my mind that they're getting better.
Yes, it is.
Is this the first year it's been better, right?
Well, it's been better, but it hasn't been this better. Yeah.
Well, dental and vision is a big one, right?
Yes.
I wear contact lens. I do worry about my teeth. In fact, my wife brought back some. She went to California and brought back. We always like to Trader Joe's, right? Bought back this really good caramel brittle.
Ooh.
But she goes, oh, I know you don't like to eat hard things. I don't like to eat things that are hard in my teeth. I don't want to get stuck in my teeth. Like, I rarely eat popcorn, even though I love popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want things getting stuck in my teeth. I have one of those water pick things, which are great.
I love that.
But dental is a huge problem for seniors, yeah?
Yes, and it's really important for them to do their annual checkup. You'll get their cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Because really your mom...
It's only once a year?
Oh, twice a year. Well,
yeah, twice a year.
Yeah, twice a year.
Yeah, okay.
Every 6 months.
Yeah, okay. I do. That's the reason why I do that religiously.
Yes. Because the condition of your mouth is an indicator, or one of the first indicators, is how healthy your body is.
Mm.
So it's really important for you to do your annual checkups, your cleaning especially. And, you know, if you do have some periodontal disease, for those that eat a lot of candies or, you know, sticky stuff that gets into all that
crack.
Yeah,
like, we don't have candy at home unless, of course, Halloween, but... Not a lot. I'm fortunate. My son doesn't eat a lot of candy. I eat the most because when I go to people's offices, it's always candy.
Yep.
You know, and I don't like special candy, like M&M's and Reese's. But anyway, go ahead.
So that's going to be a real great benefit for veterans. Sometimes veterans don't want to look into these things like, oh, I have my VA. I don't have to look anymore. The other really exciting thing is another plan will be entering the Big Island market because in Hawaii, Big Island of Hawaii, previously they used to only have Kaiser and HMSA. One plan went in there, which is WellCare. Next year, AARP is going to go in there. United Healthcare, AARP. So it's going to give a lot of the Big Islanders options because the premiums for Kaiser and HMSA is pretty expensive.
So guys like Humana, Devoted Health, who am I missing? Aloha Care are not there?
WellCare, Aloha Care. They're all only in Oahu, Maui, and Kauai.
Oh,
before,
really?
Yeah.
Big Island didn't have much
last
coverage.
Year was, oh, excuse me, WellCare was the first one there. And this year, United Healthcare, AARP is going to be there. And it's going to have some great
the Big
options.
Island.
Big Island. But the other islands all have all the plans except for Devoted. Because Devoted, the new plan coming in, is going to be only in Oahu.
For now, probably.
For now, yeah. They wanted to kind of test the market. Their benefit is pretty incredible. They have everything except the kitchen sink in there. So it's going to be an interesting plan because it is their first year. Mm-hmm. So if clients want to try it out, I definitely recommend it because some of the added value benefits is pretty awesome.
Can you mention it in a little more in detail what the plan differences are? So I know they had an increase for dental and vision.
Yes.
That was the main one.
That one, Devoted actually even had massage.
What?
That's what I said.
Can we try to turn 65? I love massages, by the way, because of, I do a lot of walking and softball and golf, and I love my jacuzzi in my house, but I love massages. Really? Wow. I didn't hear that one. I like that. But as you get older, guys, dental and vision is going to be huge, and I don't know what it's going to take to get reimbursement for a massage, but you know, that's really huge.
Oh, I think so. So they're going to be a player, I think. Absolutely. And they're new, but I think they had the right idea. They want to take care of the providers by paying their bills within 3 days. At least that's what they say. So that's going to be good for the providers also. So it's going to be an interesting plan to for we represent that plan. And so it's going to be interesting for us to explain how the benefits could really benefit our members.
Well, what I like about Devoted Health is they don't have agents. You can't go directly to them.
Yes.
So you can go to people like Margaret. Because some other plans, when you, let's say you work with an agent on a specific plan, that's all they sell, right?
Yes, because like Humana, United Healthcare, they have their own agents, what they call their in-house agent, the ICAs.
But they can't broker out like you.
And but we can contract with these plans.
Right.
Yeah.
But somebody that works directly with just one plan, that's all, and they're going to, of course, tell you they're the best. Not to say it's not. It just makes sure that that plan is right for you. Otherwise, just get a second quote from Margaret here, guys. What about, are there any decrease or increase for the neighbor islands that you're not aware of that are coming?
Well, the plans have, all the plans that have been for the outer islands will continue. The benefits are increased, especially with the dental. So it's definitely, that's why I really want to encourage everybody to get a second look. It doesn't hurt you. And you might find out some great benefits that you didn't have before.
Yeah, it's so important, guys. So sit down. How long does it take, by the way, to sign up and kind of go through that whole process of understanding what's good for me?
I usually budget at least an hour. But sometimes, depending on the senior, sometimes they are a little bit, you may take a little bit more time for them to truly understand because we really want them to understand everything as much as they can at the meeting. And also we encourage very much highly, encourage for them to bring their family along because as we get older,
yeah.
It gets harder to remember everything.
You know, I tell people when I meet with people, please take notes because sometimes they don't. And like, it kind of irritates me to call me later on. What about this? What about that? You know? I get irritated when people, so I looked online. You cannot look online, understand everything online. Talk to somebody in person or at least over the phone, worst case. Bring your family, bring your friends. Nothing wrong with getting a second quote. But What it really, really comes down to it, guys, is what kind of service you're going to get.
Exactly.
You know, it's a very competitive market. My business, there aren't a whole lot of people, but you have a lot of people from the mainland, and you want to deal with somebody knowledgeable. That is so critical. So what happens, you know, one of the things I see in the long-term care insurance industry, which I don't sell that, but I have clients and neighbors, friends that are looking at going on plan for the mother or father, and they can't get on claim. So the back end side is they don't understand how to go on claim, or with the reverse mortgage, they call the mainland, they don't call them back. Hey, guys, even my own companies don't call me back. So there's ways around it. But let's say you have a complaint about a doctor, you want to change a doctor, change your plan. What do you do? Because I know some plans outsource their servicing, right?
Well, we also, for us, we do total servicing. We have an office. We encourage our clients to come in or give us a call.
And your office is in Barretania.
Yeah, 1360 South Barretania, right next to the Texaco Service Station.
Right, on the corner.
Yes, yeah, so, and we have free parking.
Oh, wow. That's yeah, really surprising. I've been in your office over there.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's on the back end when you have a complaint, like a doctor or billing, because some people have third parties that handle that for them. I didn't know that.
Yes, until like for us, if ago. We tell our clients that if they're on a Medicare supplement plan, if it's a really a high bill or the bill is kind of a couple hundred dollars, send it to us for just a quick review before they pay it for Medicare Advantage. Again, whenever they have a question, don't pay until they let us see it, because we don't want them to pay for something that should have been covered.
Yeah, I tell people the same thing. I get calls every week from people, orders. They get a mailer. I got a call yesterday from a guy who goes, yeah, I've been getting all these emails or mailer postcards that I should refinance my reverse mortgage. And says, oh, so I said, George, did you go through? He goes, no, but I'm sorry, I should have gone through, but so that's why I'm calling you now. I said, why is that? Because I've seen you around town for so long, and unfortunately I went through this other company, and you know, it was a big mistake. They didn't give me right information when I found out later on, so I'm going to call you now. So I called them back this morning and said, well, it's probably not a good time now, especially when the rates went up, but hang tight. You can always call me down the road. Guys, I service all my clients, same thing. But are you seeing scams in the Medicare field?
All the time.
Yeah.
So that's why we also, again, I did, you know, thanks to my staff, because I can't do it alone, because I'm always in front of a client or running between appointments, that when they call my office, my assistant Josie is absolutely fabulous. She answers all the questions very nicely, and she follows up, because that's something that we pride ourselves, because I'm a senior, so I keep telling them, I want to be treated this way. You better treat our clients that way.
when I train professionals, you always treat somebody's grandma, but it is somebody's grandma. But can you name a couple different scams going on out there besides mailers and people that misspeak over the phone?
Well, not specifically, because I haven't seen a lot this year personally, but I think they kind of know not to send it to me. But I know that a lot of clients are told that they have benefits that they don't have and that they should call this 800 number. And I think that's why the 800 number is set on the TV ads, because they tell you, you know, are you the right zip code, because you can get $150 and more back in your Part B. You know, that doesn't apply to Hawaii. Because it's a national ad.
Yeah.
And so Hawaii is very different, and every state and every zip code is different.
Unique.
Because Hawaii, Oahu's clients
have
probably the most comprehensive coverage with the added value, but each of the outer islands
really
do not have their own plans. Again, everything is based on zip codes.
Right.
Yeah.
Counties. In our industry as well, we see mailers going out. We're about the only company that does commercials with Tom Selleck, but all those are routed to me here locally, and I'd be the first one to tell them they don't qualify, or if they have their property. What about people that are disabled or dual eligibles? Has there been any changes with that?
Oh, the Medicare, Medicaid people?
That dual eligibles, guys, that you're 65 and you qualify Medicaid.
Yes. And if their income, at least this year, is under like $1,200 a month, then they qualify for full Medicare and zero premium, zero copayment for everything.
$3,000
of dental.
How
plus
much?
$3,000
a year?
Yes.
Wow.
Plus they have money toward buying healthy food and buy over-the-counter items. So they're very well taken care of. But between $1,900 a month down to $1,200, and they're more specific numbers,
right?
What they qualify for, they call extra help.
Right.
So depending on where you land in those places, we can look it up for you, because we always want to kind of, you know, we try to be sensitive, because sometimes if I have a client that's brand new to me and they, you know, look like they might need some help, I just kind of ask. I just say, you know, I'm not being nosy, but there are benefits to people that are low income. So if you fall into that category, please let me know and I can look for plans that might benefit you better than the regular Medicare Advantage plan.
So they have to qualify for Medicaid?
Yes.
As well? Do they have to go through the state for the Medicaid program?
Yes.
Do you help them with that?
We can help them give the address and telephone number, some of the forms, but the process of validating them is all done by Medicaid.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, no one can, you know.
But, you know, for a senior, I believe when I had Jane Barigse on from the Social Security Administration here in the Honolulu office, I think the average Social Security was like $1,200 or $1,300 per person, average.
Mm-hmm.
That's statewide.
Mm-hmm.
So, guy, when you say low income, that is low income, but that's a pretty normal senior here when I see it. I typically see people at under $1,000 a month.
And that's the sad part, because during COVID, they were a little bit more lenient about the Medicaid status. But now, if you're $50 over those limits, boom, you're off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And a lot of people are being kicked out.
Well, I try to refer as many people as I can when I find out. But a lot of people, it's amazing how many people don't know about this.
No, they don't.
And it's a very robust program, the dual eligibles guys. So if you have a friend, neighbor, have them call Margaret if they're making, let's just say on the $1,900 a month income. Of course, there's other qualifications that you're familiar with, right?
Yes. Their assets had to be less than a certain amount.
Right. Yeah. And you can only have one funeral plot, one ring, one car, things like that, and only one property?
The property, yes, because if that's your resident property, you've had it for a long time.
Exempt.
Yeah. So that's why some people are upset that some people that live in Kahala gets Medicaid.
Yeah, well, they've done some planning. That's good for long-term, for insurance, but I don't ever recommend it unless they definitely they have no other option than Medicaid for long-term care.
No, because, you know, what people don't understand about Medicaid is that, granted, you get a lot of free items at no cost, but your access to care is going to be limited, because not all doctors, definitely not all specialists, are going to accept Medicaid.
Yeah.
Because of the reimbursement rate to these doctors.
It's so low.
So, you know, don't think that free is always free. It's going to end up costing you somewhere.
Yeah, like I said, unless that's your last option, I don't ever recommend that, because your quality of life is really determined on your quality of your health and what kind of health plan you're on. But it's just so important. Okay, last few words before we take off here.
Well, October 15th to December 7th is your annual enrollment period. Please call my office or drop by at 1360 South Baratania. It's the Hawaii Medical Association building.
Right. Go down Baratania, just past Keamoku and the Texaco on the right.
Yeah, the corner of Keamoku and South Baratania. Free parking. And we're on the second floor, suite 209. Or give my office a call. Area code 808-591-4877.
And Neighbor Islands as well, you do statewide?
I do statewide. But we do have excellent staff on the Outer Islands. When people call me from the Outer Islands, I always give them an option. I say, don't you rather have someone in front of you than having to deal with me on the phone? I can. But usually they say, do you have someone here? And we have excellent staff on the Outer Islands.
And if you're going to be turning 65, it's a game changer.
Yes.
If you're still working, not so much. But if you're retired, it's a game changer, guys. I'm starting to plan out what my services and plans and doctors as well, because my wife and I both have new doctors this year, because both of our doctors retired 2021. So it's a battle of navigating the healthcare industry.
Yes. One thing about doctors, there are pretty robust numbers of telehealth doctors.
Yes.
That are really offering some excellent services.
Yeah.
So
if you're tech savvy, or if you have a daughter, granddaughter that can help you out with that, or grandson, really important, guys. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We're here every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on 101.1, the Oldies Channel, or go to 883 on your Spectrum dial. And you can listen from your TV like my wife does because she doesn't want to watch sports in the morning. But it's college football season and NFL football season, guys. So anyway, practice being healthy, practice being proactive, get really good information, work with experts and somebody in the field that's got a lot of experience to help you navigate this aging world. So thank you very much, Ms. Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. Guys, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.